The smell of formaldehyde, that first cut into the earthworm or the frog. You probably remember that time you dissected an animal in science class. These days, there's a computer program for that, but dissection is still a pretty universal classroom experience. And it's the next part of our Tools of the Trade series from NPR's Ed team. Will Huntsberry reports.
Right around the Bunsen burners and Petri dishes of Rob Glatfelty's science lab, there's a stack of strange packages. Vacuum-sealed frogs piled five high. These are leopard frogs, and they are slimy and smelly. Some kids want none of it.
Oh, I'm taking out the bag. I cut it dead. My job is done.
That's Taylor Smith. She's a seventh grader at Patterson Park Middle in Baltimore. She's decked out in her black smock, plastic goggles, and rubber gloves, but she's not as ready as she looks.
I don't want to cut open no live animal. I'm throw up on it.
Taylor's like a bunch of other kids in the room. She doesn't want to touch, much less cut, an actual frog. So she's going to be our dissection guide today, because Glatfelty's goal is to get kids like her over the squeamish hump. Somebody's going to have to cut, because the mission is to splay open this formaldehyde-laced little frog and then pick out the stringy, dark-colored organs one by one.
Are we really interested in how frogs' bodies work? Like, have we been studying frogs? No. What have we been studying?
Humans, and frogs are similar to humans.
But they don't start with a frog. First they cut open an earthworm, and then a chicken wing. In high school, the animals get even bigger. Rats, cats, and fetal pigs all give insight into how our own bodies work.
There's something visceral and important about the real thing.
It's almost representative of scientific inquiry itself, says David Evans. He heads the National Science Teachers Association. You experiment on something real and ask questions about it.
What does this particular organ feel like? How stiff is it? Is it compressible?
Using dead animals to make these connections used to be the only way business was done, whether a kid liked it or not. But in 1987, one student came along and changed all that.
This month, Jennifer Graham, who is a 15-year-old student at Victor Valley High School in Victorville, California, will ask the school board there to permit her to refuse to dissect frogs in her high school biology class.
This was big news at the time. Because of Graham, California passed a law that students have to be given alternatives. And since then, at least nine other states have done the same. And the alternatives? Graham went on to champion them, as in this commercial.
Last year in my biology class, I refused to dissect a frog. I didn't want to hurt a living thing. I said I would be happy to do it on an Apple computer. That way, I can learn, and the frog lives.
Ever since, computer-based models have been filtering their way into the classroom. The Science Teachers Association now asks educators to give students a choice, but the group also insists on the fundamental importance of being able to dissect. Glatfelty uses both methods. The computers help kids see, he says, but the dissection makes them appreciate.
They've been looking forward to this all year. Like, this is the thing that they want to do.
And the kids all around the room do seem completely hooked. Or maybe it's just the formaldehyde.
Oh my gosh,
everybody's literally bouncing around their trays. And Taylor Smith, who says she doesn't like science, she's about to use tiny scissors to cut through the collarbone.
Sort of force it.
Force it!
You might hear some popping and crackling. It's like the bottom of his jaw, right? So we can see where his like esophagus and trachea are. There it is. That's why we have goggles on.
One by one, she and her team organize all the little frog organs on a laminated sheet of paper.
I'm not a chicken anymore.
In fact, she's kind of starting to enjoy it.
This ain't so bad. I like this.
That's the power of dissection, says Glatfelty. To take a kid who normally doesn't even like science and get him excited about frog guts. Will Huntsberry, NPR News.